This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked on a two-day official visit to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. The visit, at the invitation of Crown Prince and Prime Minister Mohammed bin Salman, marks Mr. Modi's third visit to the country and reflects the deepening strategic partnership between the two nations. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said India deeply values its long-standing and historic ties with Saudi Arabia that have gained strategic depth and momentum in recent years. Mr. Modi emphasized the shared interests of the two countries in promoting regional peace, prosperity and security. He expressed eagerness to connect with the vibrant Indian community in Saudi Arabia, calling the diaspora a living bridge that continues to strengthen cultural and human bonds between the two nations. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Prime Minister Modi's visit to Jeddah is expected to yield several new agreements in strengthening collaboration in key areas such as regional stability, energy security, defense and economic growth. A major focus will be on the proposed India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, or IMEC. The corridor has the potential to spur economic growth, create employment and lower greenhouse gas emissions. The Indian diaspora in Jeddah has expressed immense enthusiasm and pride over Prime Minister Modi's visit. Prime Minister will receive a warm and traditional welcome later in the day, including cultural performances, reflecting the strong connection the diaspora maintains with their homeland. With shared ambitions reflected in Saudi Arabia's Vision 2030 and India's expanding global role, the strengthened collaboration promises mutual growth, enhanced security and greater opportunities for the vibrant Indian diaspora. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Jeddah.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with the U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance in New Delhi yesterday. Both the leaders reviewed the progress in various areas of bilateral cooperation. They welcomed the significant progress in the negotiations for a mutually beneficial India-U.S. bilateral trade agreement focused on the welfare of the people of the two countries. They also noted continued efforts towards enhancing cooperation in energy, defense, strategic technologies and other areas. The U.S. Vice President arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a four-day visit to India. Mr. Vance was accompanied by his wife, Usha, their children and senior members of the U.S. administration. Mr. Vance and his family visited the magnificent Amer Fort in Jaipur this morning. Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma and Deputy CM Diya Kumari received them at the fort and welcomed them. More from our correspondent.
The Vance family reached the UNESCO World Heritage Site around 9 a.m. They were greeted with a red carpet welcome. As they entered the main courtyard, Jaleb Chowk, two decorated female elephants, Chanda and Mala, greeted them by raising their trunk. The family enjoyed a cultural performance featuring folk dances including Kachi Ghodi, Kalbelia, and Ghumar, offering a glimpse into the vibrant culture of Rajasthan. Amer was the capital of Kachwaha Rajputs before they shifted their capital to Jaipur. Mr. Vance is scheduled to address a business summit on future of India-US trade relations in Jaipur this afternoon. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Jaipur.
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said India's journey to become a Vikasit Bharat by 2047 is not merely an aspiration but a shared national mission. She said the Vikasit Bharat mission is powered by a vision for inclusive, sustainable and innovation-led growth. During her address at Stanford University in the U.S. today, the finance minister said India has risen from the world's 10th largest economy to the 5th largest. She mentioned that it is a clear sign of India's growing strength and global relevance. The union minister said some of the works done in India stand out, and one such example is that of digital public infrastructure and its success. World Earth Day is being observed today to demonstrate support for environmental protection. The theme for this year is Our Power, Our Planet. Our correspondent reports the first Earth Day celebrations were held in 1970 after the day was suggested at the UNESCO summit in 1969. A yellow alert has been issued for 31 districts in Bihar as hot weather conditions continue to rise. In the past 2 days alone, daytime temperatures have spiked by as much as 10 degrees Celsius, with maximum temperatures crossing 42 degrees Celsius in several parts of the state. Delhi recorded the highest temperature at 42.4 degrees Celsius, followed by Gaya with 41.8 degrees Celsius. And with that, we end this news bulletin.